श्री दत्तात्रेय होसाबले, सरकारियावा, राष्ट्रीय स्वयंसेवक संघ, RSS, on January 22, 2023, termed Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose as Chiranjeevi of modern Bharat, while addressing a public meeting at Imphal, Manipur, at GP Women's College on the eve of Parakram Divas. Speaking on the topic, Netaji, Azad Hind Fauj, an Indian freedom struggle, organized by Intellectual Forum of Northeast, IFNE, Manipur, Sri Dattatre Hosabale said, Netaji will remain as modern Chiranjeevi, the personality immortal forever, like other ancient Chiranjeevis, Vyasa, Prashurama, Hanuman etc. He also mentioned, every year, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose's birth anniversary is observed throughout the country and worldwide. The Government of India has declared the day as Parakram Divas, befitting the courage of the great leader, which is a source of tremendous inspiration. Sri Hosabale recalled, some years ago, at Manipal Deemed University, Sri Tapai, former minister and architect of the university, in an independent project called Operation Leadership Development, circulated a very important question, who is the icon of youth? Normally it would have been a film star. But when the result came out, two names came up, Swami Vivekanand and Netaji as ideals of youth. For their right choice, let's give kudos to our judicious youth. He praised the choice of the youth, saying that the pages of history are full of sacrifices and renunciation of our youth. We sacrifice our today for your tomorrow, thus says Ina Monument in Moirang. He further mentioned that many name their children after Netaji's name. Many name their children after Sri Ram, Krishna and Shivaji for their greatness. This tradition continues and increases day by day. The reason is that this country reveres great people. Gautam Buddha went in search of truth and the highest knowledge by sacrificing everything. If Buddha had ascended the throne, nobody would have remembered him today, Sri Hosabale mentioned. Netaji, even after getting the most precious job of his time, an ICS left it, writing a letter to his brother, mentioning Swami Vivekanand as his motivation. In his resignation letter he clearly mentioned, as an Indian, I don't consider ICS as the most important mission of my life. He returned to India and joined the freedom struggle. Due to his patriotic activities, he was sent to jail 11 times in his lifetime. Every time he was released from jail his zeal was not suppressed. The fire in his mind was not extinguished. When Bhagat Singh, Sukhdev, and Rajguru were hanged on March 23, 1931, the whole nation was deeply saddened. When this happened, Netaji took an oath that he would challenge the British. Ink was the umbrella of the movement of Indian freedom struggle during that time. Naramdal, Garamdal and Hindustan Republican Association were Chandrasekhar Azad etc. took the revolutionary path, he said. The history of the revolutionary movement of this country was unique in the whole world. The Revolutionary Act was recognized as a patriotic act throughout the world. The book by Durga Das explains that great revolutionaries like Phadke, Rajguru and others were very much spiritual. Others, like Bhagat Singh, were associated with Arya Samaj. Swami Vivekanand and Nivedita inspired these revolutionaries. Gita Rahasya, written by Tilak, highlights Karma Yoga. Savarkar, too, was a great spiritual personality, and so was Aurobindo, who started his life as a revolutionary and merged into a deeply spiritual way of life, becoming Maharshi Aurobindo. The deep imprint of spirituality is unique to the Indian freedom struggle. Netaji was no exception, Hosbal added. Netaji became the president of INC. He was on the planning committee to plan for the future economic perspective of the country. He appointed Nehru as the chairman of the committee. Netaji also had appointed Vishweshwaraya as chairman of the Science and Technology Committee of INC, showing his farsightedness, added the Sarkaryawa. Sarkaryawa recalled how in the 1939 Tripuri Congress, the candidate Pattabhi Sitaramya supported by Gandhiji, was defeated. Netaji could not continue as president due to pressure from above. But he didn't complain about anything while choosing his own path by forming Forward Bloc. Netaji's leadership was so popular that even in jail, he had won the mayorship of Kolkata. By 1939, the political horizon due to the beginning of the Second World War had changed. British was a major participant in it. When the enemy is weak, let's hit, was the policy of Netaji, as it is said that the enemy's enemy is a friend. The Congress had a different opinion, although, to cooperate British and, after the war, to gain freedom. Remembering the great hero, Sarkaryawa said, Netaji got sick in jail. The British thought if Netaji died in jail, that would put tremendous pressure on them. Thus, he was freed and kept under house arrest. On January 16, 1941, in the guise of Ziauddin, he slipped, and through today's Jharkhand, Peshawar, Russia, he reached Germany and then Italy. Both from Nazism and fascism, he was trying to avail scope for Indian freedom. Netaji was not a fascist nor a communist but was a nationalist. Netaji was a fearless personality. Even before Hitler, he pointed out his ill words on India from Mein Kampf, and boldly saying what Hitler has mentioned about India was not correct. Hitler himself promised Netaji to rectify these words in his next edition. This shows how national interest was his priority. He went to Southeast Asia through two submarines and finally reached Japan to deal with Marshal Tojo. With the help of Japan, he formed INA. Because of Netaji's dynamic personality, Rash Bihari Bose accepted to give the supreme commandership of INA to him, he said. Tum mujhe khun do, main tumhe azadi dunga, give me blood, I will give you freedom. He, too, sent a message to Gandhi to seek blessings for his mission. The man Gandhiji, for whom he left Congress, still had undaunted love for him. He added that magnanimity came to him due to his deep spirituality. Highlighting the visionary Netaji, the Sarkaryawa said although maximum Indian women were in purdah those days, he formed a regiment for them shows, naming it Rani Lakshmi Regiment. In INA, all sections representing different states and religions were there. Poets, thinkers and writers were there in his army who wrote the famous, Kadam Kadam Badaija. Also, he quoted Moirangtem Koireng Singh, a hailing Manipur who has elaborately narrated the contribution of INA and Netaji in India's freedom struggle in his book, which also includes the context of Manipur and Northeast India. It is interesting how common people had left their own homes for hills and jungles. The people knew that they were rising against the most powerful British Empire, but they were Diwane of Azadi. One Muslim, namely Colonel Malik of Bahadur Group of INA, gave a speech in Moirang and hoisted independent India's flag. There was a problem of ration, for which people from all walks of life contributed to INA. Even women had sold off their ornaments to raise funds for the INA. RSS Sarkaryawa Andaman and Nicobar, named Swadhin and Swaraj after being freed and with 11 countries recognized Netaji as Prime Minister of Independent India, showed his charisma. Unfortunately, Netaji could not reach Delhi. Japan informed Netaji that they couldn't help any more due to adverse situations. There was an air crash when on August 23, 1944, Netaji was leaving for Russia. Rest dead persons' bodies were found, but it was unable to trace the corpse of Netaji. Many still believe that Netaji did not die in the plane crash. The government formed commissions, but reports couldn't establish the authenticity of his tragic demise. RSS Sarkaryawa Dattatre Hosabale, who is on a four-day visit in the state, also visited historic Moirang on January 23, 2023, to garland the statue of Netaji Subhas Bose to offer tribute on Parakram Divas. RSS Sarkaryawa joined the nationwide celebration of Parakram Divas by paying floral tribute at the INA Memorial, where Netaji unfurled independent India's flag in 1944 for the first time on Indian soil. He said, INA will go down in the history of India's freedom struggle in golden letters. It is because of the INA's great sacrifice and war. Crores of Indians were enthused to raise their voice against the British Empire and attain freedom. The Navy Revolt of Mumbai was inspired by INA's movement and sacrifices made by hundreds and thousands of men and women. He also praised the sacrifices of the people of Manipur in India's freedom struggle. The contribution of INA made India's freedom struggle come to its finale. Shri Ullash Kulkarni, Assam Kshetra Pracharak, accompanied Dattatre Hosabale, Sunil Mahanti, Assam Kshetra Prachar Pramukh, Am Ashokan, Assam Kshetra Pracharak Pramukh and K.H. Rajen Singh, Assam Kshetra Karyavaha. During his visit, Dattatre Hosabale also interacted with local Swayamsevaks.